Today, we're diving into space clearing. How do you clear your environment, your house, your space so that it feels really, really good? So that you clear out all the stuff you don't love, get rid of all the things that are stressing you out, and have a beautiful, heavenly, relaxing, safe home where you can come back, totally relax, enjoy yourself, do all the things you want to do, and not be hindered by weird little things in your space. So that's what we're getting into. I recently just did a massive space clearing. I came back from England after 18 years away, went back to England for a bit, came back, and then I was just inspired to do a massive space clearing. So it's been 10 days, pretty much every day, 10 days. Done the entire house, no stone left unturned, literally. And it's probably 98% finished at this point, and it feels really, really, really good. So I just wanted to share with you.
Yay,
Yeah.
congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was a lot of fun, a lot of work. It was actually quite difficult, but it's one of those things where you do it once really, really well, and it has long-term benefits.
Okay, let's start with what are the principles? Like when you go into a room, right? When do you feel like, oh, this needs some clearing?
How I personally feel about this is like I was sitting just over here looking out the window. There's a mountain right over here, and I normally sit here looking over the mountain. And I was sitting there with my tea, and I was like, I don't like the look of this room. Just something about it felt a bit off. And basically, our home should feel comfortable and relaxed and cozy and productive, and there shouldn't be any feeling like something is a bit off. Because if you just sit in your house, sit anywhere and look at any part of your house, if you feel totally relaxed and at peace, then that's great. There's no need to do anything. But if you feel something is just kind of grating at you a little bit, it's a sign something is off. And I had loads of little things. Like, for example, outside there was this greenhouse thing that I never set up properly that was just sitting over there, and I moved it out of the way. There's like little cables from the wall of the house to like set up some lights that were above the ground that were just annoying me. All these little things, you kind of don't notice them necessarily, but when you just stop and tune into it, all of this stuff is actually causing stress in our nervous system and making our life unnecessarily unpleasant and causing us to like feel something's off. So if you clear all that stuff out, then all those internal feelings go away and then you can just properly relax.
It feels okay. So, what if I'm not as in tune or attuned to this kind of, oh, some cable is off there, I'm not feeling right? Is there, that feels a little more subjective. Is there anything objective? Like, can I look at it and say, if this is there, if this is there, if this is out of place, then definitely this room needs space clearing? Or, you know, how. Is there a little more subjective, not, oh, I don't feel right? Because I could feel right, whatever was bothering you, I could be totally okay with it, but then it's not serving the purpose because I'm okay with it.
You know, well, it's both, isn't it? Because you could get it. I mean, I can share the principles, that there are certain principles at work here that are bigger than our subjective experience. But at the end of the day, we're the ones living in our house. So, like, if you set up your house, let's say, according to proper feng shui, right, and you get all the colors right and everything right, but you don't feel good about it, then you've done yourself a disservice. So, to me, the feeling about it is the number one thing. And the other thing is, of course, is it going to help you get the job done? Like, okay, because the point of being in any room or in a house is to achieve something, whether it's relaxation or deep sleep or eating well or getting your work done or whatever it is. But before we get into that, I just want to talk about some of the benefits, right? Because people, this is what we're going to talk about, does take time and energy. And if you're going to do anything, you need to know, is it actually worth the effort? So here's the benefits of doing space clearing. Benefit number one is that you'll feel profoundly more relaxed in your house. So that in itself is worth it, because if we feel stressed out all the time, it's really bad for our nervous system and for our health. Second thing is you'll get way, way, way more done and be able to do the things that you want to do. So for example, if your kitchen is set up in a weird way, then you won't actually be able to eat the sort of food that you want to eat, and you won't have the health you want to have, because little things being off or put in the wrong place or a little bit out of sync with what you want, any tiny little thing that's off in our life is enough to throw us off completely. Like, this is such an important thing to remember. Everyone says, oh, I want to do this, I want to eat better, I want to have better sleep, I want to have better this and better that. But there's all our environment actually dictates our life to a massive degree. We think we have free will, but actually we are creatures of comfort and creatures of habit, and we are basically limited by our environment. So if someone wants to eat healthy food, right, but they haven't got their juicer out or their smoothie maker out or whatever type of stuff, or their stuff set up the right way, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen at all. And you think, well, how come I haven't been able to do it? Because if you move things around, all of a sudden the stuff you want to do is more likely to happen. But if it's not in the right place, it's probably never going to happen, or it might happen once in a while and the rest of the time it's never going to happen. So these sorts of things, whatever you want in your life becomes easy if you set your space up. Same thing if you want to read books. If your books are put in the right way and the right books are put closer to you and everything's done in a way that you feel good about, you'll pull them off the shelf and you'll actually read the book. If it isn't that way, you're never going to read the books. And same thing with sleep, same thing with work, same thing with like your bathroom or any area of your house, right? So whatever we want to achieve in our life, the purpose of our house is to help us achieve that. And if it's not set up right, we're not going to be able to do it, despite our best intentions. And also, there are things from the past in our house, because everything in our house is to do with the past. Because even if I buy something today, it's now in the past. So there's certain things that go back a very, very long way. And some of those things have negative energy associated with them. And if you have them in your house, you are absorbing negative energy every single time you come across those things, even if it's in your peripheral
vision. Give us some examples, Michael. Like you did a space clearing, right? What were the examples in your house?
So let's say someone gives you a gift, right? And the person who gave you the gift, you don't have a good relationship with, or you have funny memories about that person. You need to get rid of that stuff, right? Because it's causing you some level of discomfort, or sort the relationship out with the person, right? Because that's limiting.
Can you give us concrete examples?
Yeah, like if someone gives you a gift, right, from somebody, and you don't have a good relationship with that person, then, you know, I have various people give me all sorts of things, right? And if that reminds me of something that isn't something I want to be reminded of, then I'll give it away. Or if it's so either it's something like that with a person, or it could just be some memory that connected to an object. You know, like, I remember when the last time I used this thing, this was happening, and that wasn't a good time in my life. Or it could be clothes. You know, I remember the last time I wore this, this was going on. Get rid of all that stuff. Give it away. And remember that when you release things, there are loads of people who don't have much money who go to the thrift stores, who really like treasure the thrift store. So you're not just like being wasteful. You're actually helping someone who's in a less, you know, wealthy position to get some nice stuff. So it's like a twice nice. Like there's a store here called Twice Nice. It's nice the first time and it's nice the second time, right? So you're giving it away. There could be things that either have bad memories, memories connected to people. If it's broken, for example, if you have any broken stuff, that's bad chi, right? The energy is not right. That has to be taken out right away.
Like a clock or something.
Broken clock or a broken cup or like something that doesn't. So if it doesn't work properly or it's broken or there's something weird about it, or if there's a plant in your house that's kind of all right but sort of half dead, it's best to get rid of it or give it to someone who can bring it back to life.
No, don't do that. Bring it back to life.
If you can, right? But I've tried to, like, I'm pretty good with plants, right? I have lots of nice plants, but some of them, for whatever reason, that I put them in the wrong place or something, and they weren't doing well. And every time I saw that, there's this aloe vera plant basically that I've put outside. It just wasn't doing well. I might repot it, try and fix it. But if seeing that thing is causing me stress because it's not doing well, and every time I see it, I'm like, "Err," that is not helping me, and it's not helping the plant, right? So I'll do everything I can. I'll put it outside. Let's hope for the best. But I had to chop a bunch of plants back because they were getting too out of hand. So every little thing in your space has an energy. Everything is energy. Some energy is a very high frequency energy that's good for your health and well-being. Some is sort of in the middle, and some is low energy. So we talk about sato, rajo, tamo, which is the highest, the middle, and the lowest. Anything that's lowest energy, broken, weird vibes, old, just has a negative connotation. Too many things, messy, all that stuff is all low, like negative chi, essentially. It's low energy, and it's sucking energy out of you into it. So if you walk into a room and there's a bunch of chaos everywhere and a bunch of random stuff, your energy is going to get sucked out of you into that stuff because it's stressful, right? You look at it and you're like, "Ah." Anything that's dirty is low energy. So it might be organized, but it's not clean. So then that sucks energy out. If you open up a drawer and it's just chaos everywhere, that stresses you out, right? So all these things, everything's energy. So every single object in itself is energy. And then how you organize things is energy on top of that, right? The way you put things, how they are they organized? Are they just chucked in a pile somewhere? So all these negative things, we don't realize how bad this is until you clear it out. And then you're like, "Oh my God, I feel so much better. I feel so much better." Like, I feel like I'm living in a different house. Like, every room I walk in now, pretty much, is not 100% done. Yeah, it's
Congratulations.
great. I feel like I walk into a room, everything is pristine. Everything's exactly where I want it. Everything's exactly what I like. There's no weird stuff. There's no cable. Like, for example, let's say there's a cable and it's just hanging, like, you can see it, the cable, right? It's better to move that so you can't see it. So it's because all these things, they're in the back of our mind, irritating. I had this one cable outside here that was connected to the tree that I've lit up with this LED light at night time, and it was just a messy extension cable. And I was just putting up with that for, I don't know, probably 5 years. And I was like, "Just get a spade and just make a little line and then just cover it up with the stones." And it just now has disappeared. Like, you can't see it anymore. And that little stress at the back of my head has gone away, right? I didn't even realize it was there. So all these little things, little cables everywhere, little random stuff, broken things, things out of place, it's all draining our energy. So when you clear that out, you don't have this drain happening. Because we don't want to come back to our house and have all this, like, "Oh, this is unfinished, this is unfinished, this is a mess, this is a mess, this is in the wrong place." Even in the bathroom, right? I had, like, on the sink various bits and pieces. You know, there's the soap and there's a toothpaste and there's this and that. I put it all in this, what's it called? The vanity mirror thing, whatever you put it.
Bathroom vanity
Yeah.
cupboard.
So all of it's in there now. So there's nothing there. There's just soap, right? That's the only thing on the sink is soap. There's nothing else anywhere. Everything's just, like, gone. So I walk in, nothing, right? And then is it that hard to click a thing, open it up, and put the toothpaste on my toothbrush? I mean, is it? Come on. It's like, it's not a big deal. Do you know what I'm saying? So it shouldn't just be everything's all over the place randomly. What kind of life is that? You know, it's just mess everywhere. So when we do a space clearing, we're clearing out all of the stress in our body and in our mind, unconscious stress that's totally unnecessary. clearing out all old memories, negative feelings, old stuff, low energy things, low quality things, too many things, just out, right? And then we're reorganizing it so that it serves you in the highest way possible. So everything's easy to get to, it feels good, it looks good, it's pleasant, there's no like weird corners. I had all these plants, for example, they were too big. So when I was walking past something, I would brush into this plant, right? So I just chopped them all back. And that made a huge difference to my nervous system, because when I'm opening a door or walking around a corner, I'm not like worried about hitting a plant or some like picture that was sort of on not in the right place that I was worried about like knocking off or something. All these little things, they you don't even notice them normally. But once it's all gone, yes. What a relief, what a relief.
So can you recap the benefits, please?
Benefits are less stress. You get everything done with ease and grace. Whatever you want to do, it's a million times easier. And when you come home, you'll feel profoundly relaxed. When you wake up, you'll love your house. You'll be able to put your house to bed at night, right? So that when you go to sleep, the whole thing's set up. And when you wake up, it's like, there's nothing to stress you out. You're not waking up and going, this isn't done, this isn't done. Everything is just pristine. And it's ease and grace. So
if you have a family or you're living with other people or you're living with children, what do you suggest?
Try and get them on board. You know, I mean, like kids stuff, the easiest thing for kids stuff,
because I know. I was going to say try to get rid of them.
No, try to get, just, you know, just divorce everyone and get rid of them. Sell the kids off, you know, get them all, you know, adopted and you'll be all right. No, but try and get them on board because they'll benefit from it. It is a bit, if you're living with a hoarder, then that's a bit of a problem and you might need some sort of therapy or something. But most people actually like to live in a pleasant, clean, nice space. And the kids, what seems to work best for them is to get like a big chest and you just chuck everything in the chest and close the top and get them to put it all back in the chest, because otherwise it's never going to happen. That's what I recommend to my clients who have kids, because you've got to have somewhere to put all their random things so they can pull it out, play with it, but then they can put it back and put a lid on it. So here is how to actually do a space clearing. If you're inspired to do this, right, here's how to do it. So the best way to do it, easiest way, isn't to do it room by room. Room by room is too stressful, actually, because there's in a room, there are so many different things. Like in this room, there's, you know, equipment like microphones, and there's paintings, and there's books, and there's random bits and pieces. And so there's too many different types of categories. And when you move between categories, your mind gets stressed out, gets tired, right? Because it's going jumping around. So the best thing to do is to do your space clearing by category, not by room. So for example, clothes is one of the easiest things to do. So what I do is I get all my clothes. I even went to the garage, see if I had any clothes in the garage that I forgot about. And I had, actually. And I was like, what are these doing in the garage? So I pulled everything out, washed everything, and I put all of it on the bed. And it was this huge pile, everything, right? Like gloves and hats and random stuff and shoes and everything. Didn't put the shoes on the bed, but like everything is all in one spot. And this principle applies to all the other categories. And then I went through it. And first question is, how do I feel about this thing? How do I feel about it? Because if I feel disturbed by anything, then why do I want it in my life? You know, like certain clothes, they might have memories, or they might not fit properly, or they're not tatty, so anything that's tatty and kind of has holes in it, it's got to go straight away. Anything that has weird memories has got to go. Anything that you don't actually wear, because we only wear 20% of our clothes anyway, really. that's got to go. So just you, what you want to have is, when you open your cupboard, the end result is that you want to open it up and go, yay, I love everything in my cupboard, right, in my closet. It's just great, right? It should feel good to you. And if it doesn't, put it in a big bag and give it to the thrift store, or toss it out if it's, you know, not any good anymore. And then you put it all back nice and organized on hangers, and you fold everything nicely, right? So my cupboard now is just pristine, pristine, right? It didn't used to be, but it's all very, very organized, and everything's on hangers. So that feels good. So you do clothes first is normally the easiest thing. I had all these random bags and random stuff that I never used. All of that's gone, right? So clothes, fantastic. Then next thing you can do is books, if you have books, you know. Oftentimes books are not done by category. So see these books behind me. I designed these according to color, which took me a long time. Because I like the look of it, and it looks good in these videos, right? Because it's a nice little color rainbow. That looks good on camera, but it's actually not very helpful otherwise. It's better to do it by category. So I have another bookshelf here, and I have another bookshelf in my office, and I have another bookshelf in the garage. So I have loads more books. And those books are done according to type, right? So I have different types of like the topic is different. So when I'm looking at it, it's color-coded, but it's also according to type. So if I'm looking at a particular thing, I'm like, okay, where is that stuff? So anything that I don't like or don't use is all gone. But generally, I don't get rid of books, because whenever I get rid of books, I always end up going, where's that book? And then I'm like, what the hell should I get rid of that book for? So I keep my books. So books is... just do it according to category. And then you have things like electrics, like this, you know, cables. How many random iPhone cables? Like, I was like, I need all these iPhone cables. Where are my iPhone cables gone? I bought loads of iPhone cables. By the time they came in the post, I'd already found about six of them. So I had this whole pack of them, but I already had loads of them anyway. So they were just disorganized. So you want to go through all your electronics, pull them all out, all the cables, all your equipment, all your stuff, and go, okay, what don't you use anymore? What's broken? What's redundant? Get rid of it. And then put them all into these little boxes that are called like cable organizing boxes. So it goes in one end, like a box with a lid, and then only the bit that you need comes out the other end. So it looks all very nice and organized, and there's not just random cables all over the floor. Right, mm-hmm. That makes a huge difference. And then what else, what other categories do we have? Then we have furniture, we have plants, you know, bigger things.
Like drawers. Let's say drawers.
Drawers, like in the kitchen, you mean, or in the office?
Anywhere. There's so many drawers everywhere.
There's drawers, right. So, I mean, I do it by category, right? So the kitchen... I actually had jet lag when I was doing this. So I woke up one morning at 12:30 in the morning, and I knew I was not going to go back to sleep. So I just woke up, and I spent like 6 or 7 hours straight, pretty much, with a little bit of meditation in the middle, clearing out the kitchen. So I pulled everything out of all the drawers, all the cupboards, went through all of it. I couldn't believe how many things were like nearly finished, or like almost something was weird about them, or just packaging. So loads of stuff is chucked out. So you can pull out all your drawers, pull out all your stuff, have a good look at it, organize it according to type. Anything that's like nearly done or whatever, just toss it out, because you're probably never going to use it, or use it up. And then put it back organized. So if someone came to my house now, I mean, hopefully it's going to be like this in a month, right? But if they came to it now, like everything is pristine. Like I have a chocolate drawer, a cupboard full of chocolate, which is looking very nice and it smells lovely. And then I have all the different like cooking things and different, I'm doing a spice upgrade at the moment actually. I'm gonna get some more spices and get, I got all these little spice jars. So all these things, like just pull it all out, have a good look at it, toss it out as much as you can that's not any service to you, and then put it back nice, organized, easy to get to, pleasing to look at. So when you open any cupboard or when you open any drawer, you should feel at peace. If you open a drawer and your nervous system is stressed, it means it's disorganized. If you open a cupboard and you go, ah, this is wonderful, right? Then congratulations. Right? So that's what we want to be doing. Everything, every single place you look in the house should make you feel good and at peace.
Yay.
Yeah. So that's, what else have we got here? Yeah, so that is the essence of it, really. So you go through all the categories one at a time. So if you're, I personally just said I'm cancelling everything and I just spent the last 2 weeks doing it. You might not be able to do that. A lot of people can't do that. But you could do one category at a time over a couple of months, right? So you say, I'm just going to do the clothes. That's great. It's a huge success. And then I'm just going to do, the kitchen maybe over a weekend or something, right? And get some help. And then maybe you could do, I'm just going to do the electronics. So you just do it in stages like that. And gradually, it all gets cleaned out, cleared out. And then, of course, there's feng shui and all these things about the light and the elements and the different corners of the house. But that's a different topic, which we're not going to get into in too much detail today. But in essence, everything should have a purpose. Every room should have a purpose. Everything should have a purpose. And it should make you feel good. So if you're becoming the sort of person that you want to be, your house should be set up for your future self. So whatever you're becoming, whoever you want to be in the future, design your house so that you can become that sort of person easily. So if you want to do more meditation, then set up a meditation spot so it's very easy to sit down and meditate. If you want to eat better, make sure your kitchen is set up for the type of food that's good for you. If you want to work more effectively, set up your work environment so that you can get work done easily. If you want to read more, put your books in a way that you're actually inspired to use them. So just think about what do you want to achieve, where do you want to become, where do you want to, what do you want to create, where do you want to go, and does your space serve you becoming that, and does it allow you to feel relaxed and at peace with yourself, and is it easy to put everything away so that you can clean up before you go to bed and go to sleep with peace of mind? And last thing I'll mention is lighting, right? I have so many different lights in this house. I've got like crystals that are lit up, I've got different colored lights, I've got special lights for the kitchen, I've got lights in here. I'm a bit sort of neurotic about the lighting. So it has to be just right, salt lamps and all. So the ambience of the house is largely down to the lighting, to a lot, especially at night time, right? So if you get salt lamps or you get like colored bulbs or you get different things, it's well worth investing decent money in the lights being just right because it feels different when it's all lit nicely. And I got all these little LED strips, right? So like underneath things are these LED strips. So when you're walking places, they're going to go off. And like all these little areas, like under the sink, if I open the sink, now there's like a light that lights up. So as I'm talking about this, it sounds to some degree like neurosis. But it's just like you're getting it just
It
right.
sounds like Brother Michael.
Well, you've got to get it just right. So that to me, it's like I live in my house quite a lot. I love going out, I love being in nature, I love traveling, I love going on trips into nature, and I like going on walks and all the rest of it. But I spend a lot of time in my house, so may it be spot on. And may the outside area be spot on as well. So if you're looking at something outside and you can change it, then change it. All right. So that is space clearing in a nutshell. I could go on and on, but that's enough to get you started. So just think, is it worth doing? How are you going to feel if you do it? What do you want to create?
Now, I also liked what you were sharing. No, you should do it for your future self.
For your future self.
If you want, like, let's say you are at a certain point in your life and you want to be something else in the future, right?
Yeah.
Then you have to design your house for that future self.
Yeah, the whole point of your house is to serve your present and future self. That's the entire purpose of having a house. Why do we even have a house? Why aren't we just sleeping outside like animals? We're sleeping inside a house because we have a reason to be alive. And what is that reason? And if you know what it is, then you design your space for that purpose. I even got some reading glasses for the first time, because since I've been to England, now I need reading glasses. I don't know what happened.
Angel Michael, that is not the reason why you get reading glasses, because you went to England.
When you go to England,
it's because you grow older.
Don't go to England.
You get reading glasses.
Don't go to England because you might need reading glasses.
I know a ton of people who have never been to England and who have reading glasses.
Well,
but
there must be.
But it seems
strange thing that I didn't need them before I went. Now I do. But anyway,
no, you always needed them. You were complaining about headache all the time.
I'm not sure.
Before.
Yeah, I suppose, after a while, we probably do need reading glasses, especially.
Thank
for,
you. Right. I mean,
but I'm just,
thank
it just
you
to me.
Reason, no, it's not because you went to England.
It's because I went to England. That's no, but.
No, it's not because you went to England.
No.
Let's not just be scary.
Just, let's, we, all I can say is now that I've come back, I've noticed that, like, it could be that I'm just tired, and but anyway, I've got reading glasses, that's the main point, and I'm enjoying wearing them, actually. So little things like that. If you need some upgrades on any level, then just get them, because it makes your whole life much more relaxed. And also, in order to take proper advantage of this, it's best, ideally, if you cut down on your media consumption, if you can, because when we are looking at screens constantly, it's like as soon as we look at like entertaining stuff on a screen, the phone or the computer or TV, you go into a trance where you can't see your environment anymore, right? By definition, when you're paying attention to one thing, everything else sort of disappears. And so people who are not on media as much, by definition, because they're not sucked into this, they can now look at their environment. So I completely cut out all media. And as a result of that, I'm now like, oh, because there's more mental space for other things, right? So I think they go hand in hand. But that's a different topic, isn't it? Getting rid of media addiction. We'll have to deal with that. We've already talked about that in other podcasts. So you live in a space, you might as well make it lovely for yourself. So you come home, you feel relaxed, you get everything done, your future
because
self.
Because you deserve it, no?
Yeah, you deserve it.
We
you
should
deserve...
feel that we all deserve good things.
Yeah, you deserve a clean, tidy, beautiful, relaxing, comfortable space that makes you feel at peace with yourself and with life. So,
yay!
Congratulations in advance for having fun doing this. Any questions or any final thoughts, Shireen?
No, I'm glad you did it, and I'm glad you're sharing all this.
Yeah.
Though I do want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Was there any object in your house where you felt, oh, you don't need it, but you want to keep it?
The main thing where I had that issue was my notes, my papers from work-related stuff. So often I go on walks, right, and I don't bring my phone or anything, and I get ideas, which is a great place to get ideas when you're out in the mountains. So then I come back to the car, and I have a stack of paper, like little note cards and pen in the car. So I make notes, right? I'm like, this is a great idea, and I make notes, right? And they really are good ideas. And then I'm like, where am I going to put this? So I put it in this pile. So I have this big stack of these sorts of things. And I was going through and I'm like, this is all good stuff, right? And so I didn't feel good about just like, oh, let me just pick it all up and put it straight in the trash. Because this is like golden ideas that have come from like my unconscious while I'm in a good space walking around. So, but in terms of feng shui or any of these systems, if it's just sitting in a big pile somewhere, it's bad chi, it's bad energy. But so what I did is I got these boxes, these special nice boxes. So I'm putting all these things in a special box. So I'm honoring this, and it now has a lid on it, and I'm giving it blessings, right? And that way it's now has good chi because it's been consciousness has been brought to it and it's sitting in a special box, right? So that was one example, but there's been other things like a picture, like I had too many pictures, right? Too many of the same sort of pictures. And I like it, I didn't want to get rid of it, so I put it in the garage and I put like something over it, make sure it was okay, it's not going to get damaged, not going to get sun damage or anything like that from the sun. So luckily I have a large garage, which is sort of almost like a second house that's not connected to the house. It even has a couch in it, has a sauna in it, it has like an art studio in it, has a bookshelves. So I have all that stuff in there. And I organize the garage and it has lights in it, nice lighting. So I could go in there and I could sit down and actually do something if I wanted to. So I think things like that, it stresses the heart to just toss stuff out because then you'll probably say, why did I get rid of that thing? I should have kept it. So it's nice to have a space like a garage where you don't just chuck it all in the garage like a bunch of random stuff. You make it nice, like a room, and organize that nicely. And then if you need it, you can go and get it. And therefore, it's given the proper respect. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Wonderful. Do we have a blessing?
Yeah. You
Yeah.
want to read the blessing? You want me to read the
You can read the
blessing?
blessing. It's well worth doing. I do this. I've probably done this about 20 times. I used to love doing this even when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. I love clearing stuff up. It feels so much better. And it is really, really well worth the effort because it makes your entire life afterwards so much better and easier. Yay. All right.
So you want to pick a number or you want me to pick something?
43 or 42.
Okay, 43 is fearlessness, 42 is farsighted.
I think it's both, isn't it? You need to be fearless to get rid of things, and you need to be farsighted to think about how your environment shapes you and affects your future. Because we are, to a large degree, influenced by our environment. We almost become our environment, right? That's how important it is. So if you think about who you're becoming and set it up that way, it's going to change your life.
Okay. This is God's blessing for you. Fearlessness. With unwavering courage, you have no fear, knowing there's nothing you can lose. You release doubts about your worthiness, understanding you're more than enough. You know that God's strength and guidance are always by your side. That reminds me of something, that blessing. I'll tell you later. Okay, you want me to read farsighted or
Farsighted,
just
yeah.
one
No,
blessing?
farsighted is good for your future self.
Okay, two blessings. So this is the second blessing for you from God. Farsighted, you possess an unlimited capacity for insight. With the clarity of a visionary, you discern the outcomes of your current actions. Your mastery of foresight enables you to act now, knowing it will result in a brighter, more prosperous future.
There it is. Yeah, you need both those things to do proper space clearing. And then you'll achieve a wonderful future that serves you now and long, long, long into this beautiful destiny. Lots of love and many blessings.